Welcome to Stratisfaction, featuring Anna Chan.
Hey everyone, this is Anna. I'm president of Stratis Insurance, and I'm here with my people and culture ambassador. And we thought that we'd drop a podcast just to talk about what's been going on with ICBC and discussing, I don't know, how long has it been? Maybe a year now, Kelly?
Just a year now.
So there's something that has been introduced with ICBC. They're a little bit more progressive now, and they have introduced something called online renewals. Back in the day, before this even happened, all of the renewals were done in person. And now with the help of COVID and everything else, we have changed our processes, and ICBC has changed theirs to doing everything electronically. So with all of the changes, we just kind of want to elaborate and tell you some of the differences that are happening with our online transactions and how it benefits you to go directly with ICBC, if it is a benefit at all, or if you were to go directly with a broker. Okay, so Kelly, you're a pro at this. Why don't you tell me what the process is right now with ICBC online renewals?
So a client would need to go to the ICBC website and log in, which means they need to verify their identity, which is a little bit of a lengthy process. And often people don't know their secret password that they set up when they initially got their driver's license when they were 16. So,
I didn't even know that that's where it came from.
Yeah, usually the mother's maiden name, but not always. So it does take a little bit of time to even just get logged into the system to verify your identity.
Okay. And then once they get in, there's a process. You go from page to page to renew your insurance. It's pretty automated. And then what happens is by the end of it, you get the documents get generated, and you're supposed to print it out on your own. And it's always advisable also to save it in your computer. And then the next process is somewhat of a tricky one, right? Because we're told as agents that it's our responsibility to contact the client once, because that will populate into our ICBC system from the broker side, and we're instructed to contact the clients, right, Kelly?
That's correct. So within about 24 hours, it shows in our brokerage queue for who has renewed online, and we have a requirement to close that transaction within 3 days. It's often usually only 2 days since there's a slight delay in us getting it, and we need to, before we can close it in the system, we do need to contact the customer. We need to make at least 3 attempts to contact the customers to review what it was that they renewed. So we do want to verify that they didn't have any sort of miskeying on their odometer readings, verify if their vehicle does in fact have autonomous emergency braking, make sure that they didn't forget to add or remove any drivers that are on their policy. And then there are some other options that are not even available for purchase online. For instance, the income top-up policy.
Yeah. And then there's all the other stuff. There's the usage as well. That's really important, right? Oftentimes
exactly.
When we're... So basically what ICBC is wanting us to do is for the client to renew the insurance first, and then we reconfirm coverage second. The old way, which is... In my opinion, the more efficient way is we confirm coverage first and then we produce the renewal and give them their renewal documents. So again, it is our responsibility to contact the client if they do an online ICBC renewal and 3 attempts, and the onus is on the agency who previously renewed it last. I think there's also an option in the system where the client can find another agency or renew with another agency or something like that?
Yeah, when they log into the system, they have the choice of renewing from 3 of the past agencies that they've dealt with. And if one is not shown or they don't want to deal with any of those three agencies, they can select one close to their postal code or pick from a list of who they want to renew online with.
Yeah. So, and it's been about a year now, I think. When
It
did
was
we
for May
start?
1st effective date, so it was around, I think it was March 17th of 2022 that the online renewals hit the
Yeah, and then the
website.
45 days from then, that's when the renewals actually started. So
Right.
it's been about a year now. And it's a little bit of reflection, seeing how the process has been, letting you guys know as clients what the benefits are and what the benefits are of doing it the traditional way. So we found in our agency, probably do about 500 renewals a month. And of the 500, only about 4%, it was under 4%, did online renewals, which was good for us. We really wanted to control the way that clients were renewing their insurance. Because remember, when you're doing insurance online, do you really know what you're renewing? And of course, everybody wants to go with the best premium. And our responsibility as professionals, especially at Stratus, is to be able to educate and empower you, not to give you the same coverage, but to give you what it is that you actually need that's suitable for your life and suitable for your risks. So, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Again, less than 4% has been renewed. Hopefully, we can keep it that way. So many issues that can arise if you just do the renewals online. But there's some, it's not a perfect model right now. iSpeCy knows that. There's a few things that, if it, in your insurance, that if you have a certain way of registering your car, or there are certain factors that affect your ability to be able to renew online. And what is that, Callie? What are some of the things?
Any vehicle that's in a joint ownership situation, so two owners, or any leased vehicles, which is a very large population. The higher value vehicles, so the special risk own damage vehicles, or also fleet vehicles, none of them can be renewed online. So it's a
Yeah.
very small box of clients that fit into that requirement.
Yeah, so basically like single owners.
Exactly. Yeah.
I own the car, I don't lease the car.
Right.
And so it I don't know if they're going to be changing that at all, but so many clients are wondering why they're not able to do online renewal. That, well, this is the reason why. It could be because of those reasons. And so now that we've talked about the process, tell me, what are some of the issues you think that might arise?
There's lots of room for errors, just as far as keying errors. Often we see people entering their odometer at a rounded up or rounded down number. So, for example, it's just 25,000 kilometers. And in the event of a claim, and ICBC wanted proof that you did drive less than 5,000 or less than 10,000 kilometers a year, they would probably question that that was the accurate reading at the time. When we're renewing with clients in the office, we would go out to the car and look at the odometer ourselves. Or if it was on the phone, they could read it to us or text us or email us a picture of the current odometer reading. So then we know it's accurate. And again, we're responsible for that if there was a miskeying situation.
So now the liability is kind of on the owner or whoever it is that's doing the insurance online. Education to us, like I said, is a really, really important element. We want to be able to be there to help you with renewal and to be able to go over the coverage, each coverage at a time, so that first of all, you guys are educated and you guys know what each coverage means, if you even have proper coverage, because would you even know if you were to do it online? I don't think so, because is there someone that's online, or is there even a whole big description box to tell you what each coverage means?
Yeah, even things like vehicle usage. So we would refer to it as a rate class. If that terminology was on there, I'm not sure that everybody would know what rate class meant and the difference between something pleasure or to and from work. I think a lot of people think that that pleasure is, oh, I can still drive to work, but under 15 kilometers. So we know that's not right.
Okay, so just so I can let you guys know what the difference in the process is. So if you do the online, ICBC online, you do the insurance first, you bind it on your own, and once it's bound, it goes over into our queue, and for it to be really officially bound, we have to call you and contact you, make three attempts to contact you to go over the coverage. If there's any changes that need to be done, then we have to recreate a new transaction. So that is really time consuming for your for the client, for sure. And then the reverse is to do it to the traditional way, which is how we used to do before. We call you first, we go over the coverage, we can do everything by the phone, because now, as you guys all must know by now, ICBC doesn't issue decals anymore, so we don't issue decals. So everything can be essentially done through electronics or through phone. So in our process, we call you first, we go over the coverage, and then we send you the documents via email. And your option is, if you want the copies mailed to you, we also mail the documents to you as well. So it's a real benefit and an advantage for the client if we call them first as opposed to doing it online. It's a lot more efficient. Honestly, the time it takes for you to sign on to do the online ICBC, that's time consuming. But all the total time, it's going to be the same as if we were to call you. But it is much much smaller room for error for you guys. So, and then there's other benefits as well. We do go over, like I said, the coverage with you very specifically with ICBC, but we also give you the options, right? Because we are brokers after all. We will give you the options for ICBC, but we also provide you options with other companies as well. And Kelly, you know which companies we use?
Yeah, so we deal with Family Insurance and Stratford Insurance, and both have a lot of extra coverages that are not offered through ICBC, or they are offered as just part of their base packages. So with ICBC, you need to sort of add packages like Roadstar package, Roadside Plus package to get this similar coverage, and they're just standard and included for most good drivers with those two companies.
Yeah, and then there's the Optium coverage as well that we offer, which is kind of over and above regular coverage. It gives you replacement insurance for total losses and other really great coverage, like a deductible reimbursement and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, the deductible reimbursement's actually quite awesome, because you can increase your deductibles and save on your regular ICBC premium, and knowing that deductible will be reimbursed if you do have any sort of claim.
Yeah, and if nothing else, it really is, you're buying a policy. It's an insurance policy that's protecting one of your biggest investments, one of your biggest assets, something that you're going to pay a lot of money for. For us, it's really important that you know what you buy, that we are empowering you with that type of information, that you're educated with the coverage. And I know a lot of clients don't want to know what they are buying when it comes to insurance, because it's just insurance. But ultimately, you do want to know, and we want to educate you so that in the event that you have a claim, that you actually have coverage, that you know you can actually use your insurance in the event of a claim.
It's a scary time to find out that you have the wrong coverage at the event or time of a claim.
Yeah, and doing insurance online right now, just because of the technology, it's just not that intelligent right now. It's, you guys are taking it, any clients that go online just to renew the insurance or do new insurance, it's a big risk. So thank you everybody for listening. I hope that you guys got some information from it. We've been asked so many times about what we think about online renewals, and this is our take on it. So just closing off, Kelly, is there anything that you want to say to the clients and fans and audience?
I'd like to just ask the question. For the same amount of time that it would take you to log in and navigate the system and print your documents, would you rather call us, get the proper advice, and end up in the same situation at the end, but knowing that you're properly covered and that you have reviewed and confirmed everything properly with a licensed broker?
Yeah, and it ultimately, do you want peace of mind?
Exactly.
Do you want efficiency? Do you want to handle things professionally? And this is our take on why you should be doing it with your broker. as opposed to doing it online with ICBC. So thank you for listening, guys, and I hope we catch you on our next podcast.